Oh, I got T.Y. Chang. I got a picture of you, too. Hello, okay. T.Y. Chang. How are you?
Hi, Paul Slatkis. Doing good news for many years now. Good to see you.
And the Asian market community, Chinese, put me in business 30-plus years ago. So it's a big honor for me to be here, too. I just interviewed John Wang, who's been doing this since the early days. And so is T.Y. Chang. So how do you feel about being here and seeing such a significant community come together?
Well, good question. Let's see. I'm not sure that I agree that the community has come together yet, but I think they're beginning to make some steps toward that. I think the whole issue of the SHSAT exam, where Mayor de Blasio and the Chancellor really have ignored Asians to the point where they didn't even consult anybody Asian, even though the majority of students in the specialized schools are Asian and earn their spot there. I think they should have at least been consulted. So that's a problem still. As Asian Americans are still seen as foreigners, and we're being pitted against African American and Latino Americans. I don't like that. I think it's something where we should all be working together, all Americans working together. But given the long history of exclusion of Chinese and Asians in this country, I think it's really important that organizations like this are able to bring Asian Americans to the view of the overall American population.
Two last questions. You know we're involved with world peace, peace movement. What does peace mean to T.Y. Chang?
Peace for me is a simple story told to me by a friend of mine who's a Vietnam veteran. And he met a Viet Cong leader who said to him, all I want to do is grow my rice, raise my children, and die in peace. And that's what everybody deserves to have.
One last question, because we've been involved with now this concept. No, that was a last. Two more, I said. Okay. Mr. T.Y. He's a real, real reporter. What's love for you? What does love mean to you?
Love? What does love mean? A lot of different things. Something that's missing in the world a lot today. Although, if we step back, at least this is better than World War II when 60 million plus people were killed. We're better than that now, but love is what's missing in the world now. That we have, love has so many types of love. There's love of your spouse, love of your family, of your children, of your parents. I guess love should be a guiding force.
All right, T.Y., thanks so much. I love seeing you and your family, so best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Paul. Good to see you, as always.